Wake up, it's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Let me scoot you guys back a little bit. How are you guys today? I am so happy to be here. I'm super excited about today's topic. I woke up thinking it was Thursday for whatever reason, but happy Wednesday. March 9th out there for everyone. Yesterday was International Women's Day, so I hope you guys, especially all my women, my ladies, had a great day. I'm super excited for today's topic. We are going to talk about, we're breaking down the Proverbs 31 woman. We talked about it yesterday slightly, but as I was praying and as I was thinking, I was like, you know what? I think that would be a great topic because I think that there are so many layers to her and so many things that we may misinterpret or maybe overlook. And I think it's really crucial to break it down and then to debunk some myths. Now, let me give a disclaimer. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a pastor. And I am just here to give you guys daily doses of motivation. So if it sticks, let it stick. If it doesn't apply, then do as you will. But these are my interpretations. And I really want you guys to let me know what you think in the comments. So as I'm going through this, as we're talking about certain points, load it up in the comments. I see you guys. Good morning. I'm going to shout you guys out. So please load up the comments with the good morning shout out so I can shout you out. Also, if you guys are not subscribed, if you guys come, if you show up, if you watch all the morning motivations or you watch them here and there, just subscribe for your girl. Go ahead and like this video, give it a thumbs up and share it with three friends. I'm saying we're trying to build this platform. We're trying to grow it. And the more people that know about it and see it and hear about it, that really helps me. And I really, really, really appreciate it. But thank you guys for showing up consistently for me each and every day. I truly, truly appreciate it. Before we jump into this, I'm going to go ahead and pray. If you are not spiritual or religious, that is totally fine. It is okay. I hope that I can pray for you anyway. And when I say God, you use God to whatever denomination or discretion works for you. Okay. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up again for another beautiful day. I pray that everybody listening has an open heart and open mind and that I speak from you and you speak through me. Lord, I pray for wisdom, discernment, open-mindedness, just treasures and abundance, love, harmony, just strength for each and every listener and viewer I have today. In your darling son Jesus' name I pray, amen. So I hope that you guys also pray for yourselves, you know, because I love you guys and I know that my prayers do work, but I hope you guys are praying. I hope you guys are doing your morning meditations and morning prayers and that you spend some time with God for yourself. And I hope that this helps you guys connect with him more. That's, I think, the purpose of why I try to do this and why I speak so heavily of God is not that I'm trying to push him on you or anything like that, but establishing your own relationship will help you in so many ways because it definitely has helped me in mine. I don't have my tea today. I didn't have time to make it. So I'm going to just get me some water, give y'all my morning shout outs, and we're going to jump right into today's topic. I'm so excited, y'all. Oh my gosh, y'all showed up and showed out today. So good morning, Vanessa. Good morning, Ewan. Good morning, Naya. Good morning, Deshandra. Good morning, Nana. Good morning, Such a Lady. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Melindy. Good morning, Charlene. Good morning, Destiny. She said, oh my God, yes. Oh, thank you so much, Destiny. I appreciate that. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Being Meech. And good morning, Chills. I know that my people are going to trickle in. If this is your very first time listening or catching it live, go ahead and let me know where you're from. We have people from Thailand and London and so many different places. And if you're watching international, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to you. It really warms my heart. I love knowing where you guys are from because my analytics will be like, oh, this percentage watches in this country or this percentage watches over here. But it really touches my heart when you guys tell me where you're watching from because it's just mind blowing to me. So thank you so much for you guys showing up and showing out. So today I got my handy dandy Bible, as y'all can see. It has been through some things. I don't even carry it with me no more because it's time to get my old one. It's time to get a new one. This is the New Living Translation. And then I do have a King James version here for backup if anybody needs a breakdown. Now, I'm not a preacher, y'all, so we ain't gonna get too churchy up in here, but I thought it was very important to break this down because I've seen men talk about the Proverbs 31 woman, and they had a very different perspective than what is normally taught or preached by other women, especially in the church. And I'm not I will say that my faith is based in Christian, but I'm a Christianity. I'm very spiritual, but I do use the Bible as a tool and as a resource to guide and maybe answer questions, or just because it's really all I've known. I've peeked into the Quran. I've, you know, looked at other religions, but for me, Christianity is the one I resonate with the most, and it's how I grew up too. So let's just jump right in. So the Proverbs 31 woman. Proverbs is one of my very favorite books of the Bible. If anybody is like, well, I'm not a big Bible reader, I'm really not, you know, or they want to like just figure it out, I would get a New Living Translation, because at King James, we in a different time. And what I love about Proverbs is, to me, it's the book of wisdom. Who was Proverbs written by? It's written by Solomon, and it's 31 chapters of some really good meat, really good potatoes. It talks about wisdom. It talks about money. It talks about being a fool. It talks about, you know, so many things that I find so valuable. And as y'all can see, Proverbs, like, you can open it up and just read one a day. Like, if you want to get in the habit of reading more, or you just want some wisdom for your day, man, Proverbs just has so much. So it's one of my favorite books of the Bible that I've read, I think, the most. But yeah, let's just jump in. I love Proverbs. Exactly. She Amber loves it too. So exactly. So let's just jump into this today and let's just talk. Let's just talk about it. Now, we are discussing, it's 31 verses in the Proverbs. So I love God. Man, he's just so smart, man. God, Solomon, all of them, just really smart men. But okay, so it's a wife of noble character is what my book says. So it says a wife of a noble character. Let's check out what noble means. Y'all know I like some definitions, because you know sometimes we can just think that we know something, but really, what is noble? Really break down. Here comes Zara. She's up early trying to go pee. You gotta go lay down, baby. Go upstairs. Go upstairs, baby. Gotta lay down. So noble means belonging to a hereditary class with high social or political status, an aristocrat, having or showing fine personal qualities or high moral principles and ideals. I love that. Okay, so that's the one. That's the thing that resonates the most to me, is having or showing fine personal qualities and high moral principles and ideas. Love that. So a noble wife character. It says, verse 10 says, who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She is more precious than rubies. Her husband can trust her, and she is greatly enriched, and she greatly enriches his life. Love that, right? So that's pretty self-explanatory. She brings him good and not harm all the days of her life. So this looks like she's a very harmonious woman. She's a very pleasant woman. It doesn't say that she's a woman who brings her man peace. You know, because people like to throw that around, like, be his peace. Yeah, we're supposed to be our men's peace, right? But we're not supposed to be doormats. We're not supposed to, you know, not express ourselves or, you know, dim our lights. Good morning. Good morning, Authentically Beauty. Good morning, Kiamber. It does not say that she is not a woman that can speak, because I hate when I hear men use that. And it's like, be his peace. Yes, we are supposed to be his peace, right? We can't be a quarrelsome wife, but at the same time, we're not doormats. And I'll go and I'll break it down a little further. Okay. And she brings him good, not harm, all the days of his life. So good. She does for him. She loves him. It does not mean that she is just somebody who doesn't have any issues, doesn't have anything going on, but she brings him good and not harm all the days of her life. And then the 13th verse says, she finds wool and flax and busily spins them. And we talked about that yesterday. She is like merchant ships bringing her food from afar.
She gets up before dawn and prepares breakfast for her household and plans a day of work for her servant girls. So we talked about this yesterday when we talked about the Proverbs 31 woman. We talked about, is she a woman who sits around in her femininity, not her feminine energy, because feminine energy and femininity are two different things. Does she sit around in her femininity? And don't say nothing about relaxing so far. I ain't read the word relax, sit still, nothing, none of that so far. So she finds wool and flax and busily spins them. So she's working with her hands. She's a worker. She's like merchant ships bringing her food from afar. So to me, in my mind, if we bring this now, right, into today's time, it sounds like she goes grocery shopping. She brings food from afar. Maybe she coupons. This is me adding my little spice into it, bringing her food from afar. Sometimes, especially as women, when we're ahead of our shopping budgets or our grocery budgets at home, we might have to hit a few stores. You know, we might have to go to Kroger for some meat and then go to Walmart for the canned goods. Or, you know, I know some women who have, they're strategic with their plans when it comes to their food shopping because they want to save money for their household. You know, I know some women who get up and coupon on Saturdays and they'll hit different spots to save money for their household. So I thought that was very interesting. Good morning, Veronica. I finally made it. Oh, congratulations. Well, welcome. Today we're talking about the Proverbs 31 woman. If you are not spiritual or religious, totally fine. We are just going to talk about it. And anytime you guys want to chime in, you guys have something that you want to add to this chapter, go ahead and leave it in the comments. But we're breaking down the Proverbs 31 woman. She gets up before her household. Oh, she gets up before dawn and prepares breakfast for her household. She getting up early. She ain't lazy. This woman is getting up before her kids go to school, making sure her family is fed, making sure there's food for her husband, it seems like, because it says for her household. And don't say, I only feed my children, I don't feed my husband. Or I only feed my husband and I don't, you know, my kids eating cereal. It ain't nothing wrong with that. I ain't gonna lie. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You feed your family whatever works for you. But she gets up before dawn and prepares her household. And then she plans the day of work for her servant girls. Now, most of us, let's keep it a bug, we don't got servant girls, but this sounds like she's a woman of means. This sounds like she's well taken care of, or at least she has a house big enough to have servants. She has a house big enough to, Zara, you got to go down, got to get down, baby. She has a house that needs more than one hand to help it, because it doesn't say she cleans her house. It says she prepares a list of chores for her servant girls. So that means that y'all know where I'm going with this. That there is a house that she's provided for, or there's a house that she takes care of that is large in size, and large is subjective. So we're not going to spend too much time on that, but that she has a house big enough to have servants. That means her husband is doing what he's supposed to do. Her husband is out there working, bringing home the bacon, doing what he's supposed to do. And this is old school, y'all. Women did not work real jobs. So take these things with a grain of salt. Laugh with me. This is supposed to be lighthearted and fun. But that's what that says. So regardless of who brings home the bacon, you guys get my gist. I'm not trying to be sexist here. This is really funny to me. A little girl says, I'm excited for this. Always wanted to read and understand Proverbs 31 woman. On awesome. Oh, thank you, Sanji. You're such a blessing. I appreciate that. And then said, I never thought about relating grocery shopping. Exactly. Like she brings food from afar, right? Okay, so she goes to inspect a field and buys it. All right, so what's a field? Land, right? A land that has the good soil that she can go ahead and plant her fruits and vegetables, because she wants to make sure her family is eating properly. Because women, we have to remember, we are the matriarch. Well, let me not say that, because I don't exactly know what that word means. We are the catalyst, I want to say, to how our family eats for the most part. Now, there are some households where the men cook, and there are some households where the men throw down in the kitchen. That's fine. But if you are the main woman or the main person who shops for your household, like I go grocery shopping mostly, right? I'm responsible for what comes into the house. I'm responsible for the snacks, the cookies, the vegetables, the fruit. I'm responsible. I'm going to speak for me and mine. I don't know how everybody else's household is, right? So if I'm responsible for the food that comes into my family's house, then there's no reason why my children should be obese. There's no reason why my husband should be obese. And to each their own. You know, this is not a weight loss type of thing, but I feel like nowadays, especially with fast food and so many resources at our fingertips, that we have a tendency to sometimes take the easy route. And I get it. People are busy. You're going to stop by Chick-fil-A. You're going to get that nugget meal because you ain't got time. Understandable. But I want to say, if we are responsible for the food that comes into our homes, ladies, then we have to do a very good job of ensuring that while we do get the ribs, right? While we don't eat pork in this house, but while we do buy the meat, that we also incorporate vegetables, that we're also making sure that the fruit is coming into the house, that we're bringing home water, that we are ensuring that the food that we're feeding our family is substantial, because health is wealth, right? I'm a firm believer, and this is what we talk about on the Morning Motivation, is we want to be rich. We're making new levels. We are exceeding the average and the status quo. You know, we're not average people. Especially y'all wake up with me every morning. I know y'all not average women, not mentally anyways. You know what I mean? So when we are grocery shopping, it is imperative that, yeah, we get cookies in our house. You know, that's our little thing. We love a good cookie. We love a good little treat, especially at night. But when I'm making sure that we have food, that we have vegetables, that we have fruit, that I'm nourishing my family and nourishing my household. So really think about that. So she goes inspect the field and buys it. So that means she is business savvy, because she inspects the field. She doesn't just go out and just purchase stuff willy-nilly. She makes sure that the soil is right. She makes sure it's in enough space. And then not only that, she manages the money, because she has something to buy. It doesn't say she goes to her husband and asks him for the money to buy it. It says she goes and inspects a field and buys it. That means she's storing it up. Because if she went shopping first, or if she went and splurged on a bag first, she didn't have no money to buy the field, to buy for the field. Does that make sense? I'm really breaking it down. Thank you, Ms. Debbie. I'm really breaking it down. Like, we're going to break it down today. So bear with me. You know, some people ain't going to like what I have to say, but that's all right. I prayed about this. But she goes, inspects the field and buys it. Then with her earning, she plants a vineyard. So that also means she knows how to plant. She knows when to plant. And that's another thing that I really want us as women to really start learning, if you can. Like, I'm making it a point for me to start learning how to garden. I want to, right now I live in a townhouse, but our next house, we've already talked about it and we're planning it, is going to be on land, so we can have our own fruits and vegetables. Because y'all know how America's set up. If y'all live in a different country, you're blessed. Because how America is set up, we don't know where our food comes from. It tells us, we don't know if it's, you know, we have to differentiate from organic to GMO and processed and all of those things. So for me, that's something that I want to learn how to do. And that's what a Proverbs 31 woman knows how to do, is plant. She knows how to plant a vineyard. And not only in this, when so it says she goes and inspects the fields and buys it. And with her earnings, she plants a vineyard. So that means that she is also planting in the vineyard. Vineyards bring what? Grapes, right? What do grapes bring? Wine. I'm sure that's a business. I'm sure her and her husband ain't drinking all that wine. Her and her household ain't drinking all that wine. She might keep a couple barrels for a party. She might keep a couple barrels for a little shindig at the crib, you know, when her husband brings his friends over, when her girls come over, or maybe on her servant girls' days off. But she's selling that wine. So to me, she's an entrepreneur. It sounds like she's a stay-at-home mom that's an entrepreneur, because she has all this business savvy. She knows how to buy and inspect fields, and she knows how to plant, and she knows how to sell. That's what this sounds like to me. Y'all let me know in the comments if y'all agree or not, or if y'all hear something different. She is energetic and strong. Okay? She is energetic and strong. That means she's in a good mood. Not too much stuff, you know. She knows how to handle herself. She's energetic and strong and a hard worker. Man, and I highlighted verse 17 a long time ago. She is energetic and strong and a hard worker. It don't say nothing about some of what Percy said yesterday. She ain't sitting around laying around in her femininity. Now, she probably has days off, I'm sure. Like, who doesn't? You know, we got to keep pampering ourselves. We got to keep, you know, keep ourselves up and keep looking good for ourselves and our man. But she's energetic and strong and a hard worker. And we're just on verse 17. I love that. She makes sure she delights in her, She makes sure her dealings are profitable. So she doesn't just go squander money because somebody on Instagram said buy this or somebody at the news station said buy this. She makes sure her dealings are profitable and her lamp burns late into the night. That means she's probably studying. She's probably preparing for the next day, writing in her planner, divvying up how much she made, maybe researching what other land to buy or what their next profitable purchase is for the home. Or maybe she's clipping coupons or maybe, you know, she's doing a couple of things. And something in my spirit saying talk about coupons. Ain't nothing wrong with saving money, y'all. Ain't nothing wrong. And nowadays, you don't even got to clip them. Before you go to the store, you can just go. I remember when I go to Kroger, I'll go on the Kroger app and just look at all the things I may or may not buy. And I just put them in my cart. So when I go scan it out, I'm saving money for my house. Because we don't like just wasting money, y'all. We ain't wasting money out here. And it's not a bad thing if you don't, but don't be ashamed of clipping no coupons. I know our family probably made us ashamed back in the day. Your mama had her probably coupon book. I know mine did. Go find this. I used to be like, bruh, do I look like a secret shopper? Like, how am I supposed? I'm eight. How am I supposed to know where this stuff is? I just wasn't good at finding my mom's items on her with her coupons. But nowadays, we don't even have to really do that because it tells you exactly what aisle it's in. It tells you how much you're going to say. It's just so convenient. So if you guys don't have like a Kroger app or a Publix app, especially Kroger, you could get so many coupons and so many savings. And all you got to do is put your number in at the end when you go check out. You can save. Sometimes I save $20 to $30 each trip. Good morning. She is investing into good deals. I love that. I love that. Edwin said, listening to this, I have a different look on a woman. Absolutely. And she's not, and it doesn't say, we're already on verse 18, right? It doesn't say that she's her husband. She ain't did nothing for her husband yet besides cook him a meal. Let's let that sink in for some men that are listening and expecting his wife to be everything for him, like a maid. She ain't did nothing for this man but clean a meal because he's already gone for the day. That's what it sounds like. Because it didn't say nothing about, we ain't going to get into it. We just going to keep it pushing. All right. So her hands are busy spinning thread. Her fingers are twisting the fiber. So she's skilled. She knows how to do it. She knows how to do things. You know, she's twisting fiber. She extends a helping hand to the poor. She extends a helping hand to the poor. She opens her arms to the needy. One thing about me, you guys, especially when I have it, I'm going to give it. She has an open hand. She extends a helping hand to the poor. You know, we have to be very careful sometimes when we skip over people less fortunate than us, or when we look down on people less fortunate than us, or when we see that we can donate, you know. Hold on one second. Hi, Fatima. I'm Muslim. Don't know how I got here, but this is interesting. And you're welcome. You are welcome, my sister. Go ahead, Fatima. You can sit in and listen. There is no spiritual boundaries. I am reading out of the Bible, but I feel like everybody is welcome and everybody can learn and listen. So no matter what your denomination is or what you call God, it is totally fine. You are welcome here, Fatima. Hello and welcome. But She extends her helping hand to the poor and she opens her arms to the needy. You know, it is important for us to give back. It is important for us to be charitable. It is important for us to see where we can lend a helping hand in our community. You know, we should be giving. And I know that there are scammers out there, but God said, give with the open heart. It's not your business what they do with that money. You know, if your heart is pulling you to give. You'll be surprised. You will be surprised. She has no fear of the winter for her household, and for everyone has warm clothes. So that means she's future thinking. It says she has no fear of the winter for her household, for everyone has warm clothes. That means, you know, in the summertime or in the fall, she's gearing up for the summer. She's forward thinking. She's buying those clothes on sale. You know, some women, I know mothers, she'd be like, don't buy that size. Buy two sizes up, because by the wintertime, Johnny's going to grow. Or no, those shoes are too small, because those shoes he's going to grow out of in 2 weeks. We need two sizes up because his foot is going to grow. Women are, especially mothers, are great with that. I hear so many stories about when men take their children shopping, or like maybe they have a divided household, or you're co-parenting, and the man tries his best. And ladies, we got to give men grace, because sometimes they don't know and they don't think about this. But when they take their kids shopping, they'll get exactly the size that they're wearing in that exact moment. And the mother gets frustrated, like, why would you buy that? That child is going to grow out of it in 2 weeks. And now he's upset because he's like, I spent my hard-earned money. I'm trying to be a good dad. And you're complaining. And she's like, but you don't understand. You just wasted your money because the kid isn't good. Do you see what I mean? So this is very important why these things happen, and why sometimes women are just kind of sometimes better at certain things, in my personal opinion. Teach their own. Now, I'm sure there are dads that are great at this, but I feel like that's why we have different roles, so to speak, and teach their own, everybody's household. But women are naturally better at projecting what the child is going to need, because we're with them more, right? They know, like, okay, Cece's foot is at this size. In 2 weeks, I know her foot is going to grow and she's going to need this size. So she has no fear of the winter for her. Everybody in her household has warm clothes. So she's forward thinking. She's making sure her family has the jackets, family has the undergarments, her kids have the gloves. And no matter, and it doesn't say fancy. It doesn't say designer. It says clothes, warm clothes. And it has an asterisk by warm, y'all. So let's see what it's saying down at the bottom for warm. Because normally when there's an asterisk by it, it's very important. Let me see if I can find it. No, it just highlights warm clothes. So I mean, she's forward thinking. She's thinking into the future. She's there for her kids. She's there for her family. Amber says, wow, this is meant for me, for real. Confirmation just happened. This was the verse from yesterday. Yes. Okay. Percy says, good morning, Brittany. After you went off yesterday, I read Proverbs 31 chapter for myself. When I find this woman, I'm taking her off the market today, and sounds like she will do me good. Yes, Percy, but well, hold on. Before we jump and try to find a Proverbs woman, are you the man that will attract this woman, right? And I don't know you, Percy, but I think men see this and hear this woman, and they have to be who her husband is. Now we're going to get to her husband. Her husband comes later on in the verse. But remember this, because remember, everything that we've read has been about her and her household, not her and her husband, right? Except for the beginning when it says, he who finds a virtuous, capable wife, she is more precious than rubies. So you should honor, love, and protect her, right? And her husband can trust her. I mean, she's trustworthy. And she will greatly enrich his life. I mean, she's going to enhance your life, but you have to be a man that's open-minded. You have to be a man that is able to listen, is able to receive, right? She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. Then it stops. It talks about the man a little bit, then it stops. He's coming back at the end. We ain't got to him yet. But make sure when y'all are out here, men, looking for this woman, that you are the type of man that this virtuous woman is going to want. Okay, let's jump in it. I don't know you, person. I just had to say that real quick. She makes her own bedspreads, and she dresses in fine linens and purple gowns. Now let's talk about this verse. Let's talk about this verse, right? She makes her own bedspreads. Now, it would be nice if nowadays that we knew how to make clothes like back in the day. You know, that would be nice. And maybe it's a skill that we need to get back because we don't know where the world's going. I know some people do know how to make clothes. I know that skill is lost in my generation. Like my mom knew how to sew. My grandma knew how to sew because they used to teach them in school. We've lost that. But she dresses in fine linens and purple gowns. Let's stop and talk about this because this is something that the church takes too far. It does not say in this Bible that she is dressed like a monk. It does not say in this Bible that she's wearing skirts below the knee. It does not say in this Bible that she has to have flats and she does that. Like, I feel like sometimes with our churches, we spend so much time criticizing and scrutinizing what somebody's wearing and how they're dressed and if they're even remotely attractive in their garments that you're distracting from the man, you're asking for attention. No, a husband wants to be attracted to his wife, right? She enriches his life and brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She is precious. She is so precious than rubies. Her husband can trust her. She's capable, virtuous. Does not mean that you have to dress like a monk. Ladies, when you want to attract a man, you can dress modestly, but still have a little sex appeal. Men are visual creatures. You do not have to dress like a grandma. Somebody did a whole video about this. I think that is very important, especially for my church girls, to go watch it. Now, if that's in your culture and your faith, that's totally fine. Do what works for you. You know, if you wear a hijab or that's in your religious beliefs to cover up, that's totally fine. But for my Christian women, we don't have those restraints. You know, we don't have those limits. And so I was listening to a podcast with Breenie Lee and Cyrus, and he was also a relationship coach, and he's heavy in Christianity, and also Stefan Speaks. And one of the things that they find is they're wondering why Christian women or church women don't end up with church men, and church men don't end up with church women. And one of the biggest things that they talked about, and we kind of talked, I don't think we talked, Percy was on that live. And also somebody else mentioned, we were talking about this in a different setting, is somebody else mentioned that church women have the tendency to dress for other church women. They have a tendency to wear, they're a little too covered up, or they're a little too grandma or frumpy or anything like that. And I'm not telling you to go out there and dress inappropriately for church. We're all grown. We know what inappropriate is, right? A club dress is inappropriate for church. But what I find is it's people can be so mean, so petty, scrutinized so much, or just have this emphasis on the wrong thing, that they're taking the beauty out of women that are God-fearing. They're taking the beauty and the sensuality, because you can be sensual and still godly. Just because you're a sensual being does not mean you're sleeping around. Doesn't mean you can be celibate and sexy. Hello. You know, how are you going to attract a man if he, what? And this is just for my Christian women. If you're a different faith and that's not in your beliefs, that is totally fine. This little piece may not be for you. That's okay. It says in the church hats. But you can still wear vibrant colors. Like I'm dressed appropriate for church. You know, but and I got a little something, you know, I'm giving a little collarbone, or you can give a little shoulder action. You can be sensual and sexy without being overly provocative. Like sometimes in the Christian faith, we take stuff too far. You know what I mean? It's one thing to be like, hey, you know, that's inappropriate, versus I can't believe she wearing that skirt. Oh my, her skirt above the knees. Oh my God. Like we do too much sometimes to where we've taken the sensuality out of women and the femininity, not the feminine energy, but the femininity out of out of how a classy woman dresses, and we wonder why women go to church and they can't find nobody. Or wonder why men stop going to the singles thing. They don't want to be in there with their grandmas and their aunties and they. Oh, man wants to admire his wife. A man wants to feel like his wife is the most beautiful thing. A man wants to, of course, be proud. So you can definitely dress modestly. Nobody wants to, you know, this ain't Freaknik. You know, but at the same time, you do want to look good for your man. You do want to look good for yourself. You know, and sometimes, because it was so funny. So we were out and this older woman, a more seasoned woman was wearing what I thought was a beautiful dress, right? It was up the neck. She had her arms out. I thought it was very appropriate for her age. I thought it was a vibrant color. So I complimented her. I said, oh my gosh, I think that is a beautiful dress. And you know, she lit up. She was like, thank you. And my honey whispered in my ear, you know, that dress was not cute. And I was like, I thought the dress was so pretty. Men think of things so much differently. So women, when you want to know if it's sexy, if you want to know what a man thinks, ask a man. Okay. Ask your husband, ask your boyfriend, ask a man, ask your homeboy, hey, would I attract a man wearing this? He's going to tell you yes or no. I mean, you know what I mean? If you're single, ask a male friend. If you want to look good for your man, ask your man what he thinks. And be honest, babe, do you like this or I could change into something else? Ask him what he thinks. Because what we like and what we think is cute, like I got a compliment with this from a woman. I know my man don't like this blazer. I know for sure he's probably like, what are you wearing? You know, so we have to be very cautious when we dress for each other. Because some women be like, oh, I dress for other women. Who you attract, you ain't attracting a woman, because a woman is not looking at you in a sensual way, right? A woman can tell you, girl, that is so pretty. I love that color. And although we feel the same and it validates what we think, right? That's not always what's attractive to a man. We like colors. We like patterns. We like how something fits, you know, or looks. Men are looking for a totally different reason. You know, their eyes are looking for a totally different reason. And it's not perverted. It's not nasty. It's not, they're men. You know, if we want to attract the opposite sex, then we have to stop being so rigid and stop judging each other so much, especially in the church, about how somebody's dressed. Let that girl attract that man. Let that woman attract that man. That's what she, not saying that's what she's at church for, but you know, we wonder why women can't find men in churches, or wonder why men are in the church but will go for somebody outside the church, because she spoke to the attraction. That's why I tell you guys, when we talk about love and relationships, when I say attraction is key, because that's the very first thing that you're going to see. I don't know why we women, we like diamonds because they're attractive, they're shiny, they're bright. We like vibrant colors because of the attraction, the things that it does for us mentally. We pick the nicest fruits and vegetables because of what they look like. Just because we might not be somebody else's cup of tea, we can't knock them for not being attracted to us. Does that make sense? So we take somebody having one standard, and because we don't fit that standard, we get upset. No, attraction is key, but you should also be attracted to that man, right? You're not going to settle for the church guy with a bad haircut that don't smell good. You want somebody in a nice suit with a nice haircut, you know, or maybe a nice shirt, you know, that pray. You feel me? Or even if you're not in the church, even if you're just out, you want the good looking man. So that good looking man is going to want a good looking woman. Don't feel like you're doing yourself or God any favors because you're trying to be in this box. And I'm going to get off this soapbox, but I wanted that to hit home because I feel like that's keeping a lot of women, especially God-fearing women, single. Because you got to have some sexy. You can be sensual and celibate. You can be sexy and celibate. Or if you're not celibate, you can just be sexy. Hello, because that's not that route ain't for everybody, and it doesn't guarantee you a husband. So to each their own. That's what I'm saying. You guys have to do what works for you, but don't let nobody shame you or you go to a church and make you feel like you gotta dress like Auntie Linda. Auntie Linda had got her kids, she got her husband. Let them women talk and do what they do. You trying to get you a man of God. Hello, some collarbone and shoulder action. Thank you. Something. I ain't saying you got to be out there with your tatas out, but you know, you can have a nice little form-fitting dress on. You can show your snacks. Okay. It says you asked, and I am a man who attracts a Proverbs 31 woman. To be honest, I got some work to do. Self-improving. I love that, Percy. Thank you. Let's see. Willis says, that's why so many people left church, because the church has hurt so many people by harsh judgment. Absolutely, Willis. I agree. I made a mistake. I need a woman's point of view. Seriously. Hold on, Percy. You could go ahead and put it in the comments and I'll get to it for sure. And maybe the ladies here can help you out too. She looks good, wears quality clothing, and carries herself well. Exactly. Nee says, that's so true. A lot of Christians feel as though they can't wear makeup as well as keep their hair or their nails done, and they have just gone homely. They just go homely and then wonder why they're still single. Exactly, y'all. Edwan says, I said that prayer that Brittany said, and the God removed all the women from my life except for one person I'm struggling with, and I'm struggling with her. I'm so confused. Well, then pray for yourself. You know, sometimes we be so worried about the other people, we forget to pray on ourselves, for ourselves. Okay, so pray for yourself. Was that Edwan? Pray for yourself, Edwan, and make sure that you're doing what you need to do for you. And Anna said, the church tends to want people to still live under the law, but luckily God will recognize us by our fruits, meaning he knows our hearts. Absolutely. And last one before I jump back into this, because we ain't got a lot of time, y'all, but I love the comments, so keep them coming. Hey, Ashley girl, that wasn't me. LOL, that was someone else who said they made a mistake. My bad, Percy. I always, every time I read Edwan's comment, I say Percy, because y'all be here all the time. So yeah, my bad. When I led praise and worship, why did I wear pants in those people's church? I didn't hear the end of it, but as a young woman, I held on and inspired them to be them. Thank you. But Petty, why are we worried about she wearing pants? Jesus. See, we be worried about the wrong thing and be wondering why everybody's saying, why people can't find people of God, because we worried about what somebody got on. If you're appropriate, keep it moving. We be doing too much. But let's get back to it. So verse 23. Her husband. Okay, so now we getting back to the husband. Ladies, listen up, okay? Because this is a Proverbs 31 woman. What type of man is married to this woman? Her husband is well known at the city gates, where he sits with other civic leaders. All right, let's break this. This is my favorite part right here. Because they love to talk about a Proverbs 31 woman, but they don't talk about that man. Her husband is well known at the city gates. That means, so back in the day, the cities would sit in a compound, right? The cities would sit in a compound back then, biblical days. So you had to go through a gate, kind of like the Wizard of Oz. You had to go through a gate to get into the city. You couldn't, any old body just couldn't come up in there. You had to be a part of that city, a part of that tribe, a part of that village, right? If he's well known at the city gates, that means he's highly respected. It's kind of like, think about the club and VIP. You know, there's always a line, right? But the bouncers in the front, they know the owner, they know the VIPs, they know everybody that's important. And what does that person do? They come past, they come quick, right? Oh no, you come on, James, you can come through this way. You don't got to wait in line. He's well known at the city gates. That means when he comes in and out, he's well known. He's VIP because he's respected. He's highly regarded. He's well known.
Does that make sense? So he has some esteem to him. He has some je ne sais quoi about this man. Does that make sense? So, and I don't know what that means. So if it's derogatory, y'all forgive me. I just know it means like juge and vous. Okay, so he's well known at the city gates. That means he's highly respected, where he sits with other civic leaders. Civic leaders, you guys. Birds of a feather flock together. Y'all want a man to lead your household? He has to be a leader. And some men have never had that opportunity, right? So we have to give them room to grow into that role. Every man wasn't, you know, built up from a young man in order to do that. But that's why it's important for us to raise leaders. That's why it's important for you to team up with a leadership like-minded man. So when you raise your sons, you're raising leaders. You can't sit with a bunch of civic leaders and you a fool. You can't sit with a bunch of civic leaders and you out here in these streets, in the streets, as we say in Georgia. You can't be sitting with the other civic leaders if you're not respected, if you're not if you about nonsense, if you're a scammer, if you're a drug dealer, if you're, and I'm not judging nobody, I'm just saying, ladies, Proverbs 31, women attract Proverbs 31, well, not Proverbs 31, men, but her husband is well known at the city gates where he sits with other civic leaders. Think about a group of leaders. What does that look like? How are they dressed? What are their conversations? They're probably talking about money. They're talking about what could they do in the community to make it better? What programs are going on? You know, one thing I love about the Muslim community and I love about the Nation of Islam is those brothers are always dressed well. They're hustlers because they're out there on the corners making money. They're trying to educate the neighborhood. They're out there selling fruits and vegetables to the community. I know here where I live, they're out there damn near every day, rain, sleet, or shine. It could be hot, they out there in their suits. It could be cold, they're out there in their suits. It could be raining, they got an umbrella. I really respect that culture and that religious group, because those men really show me leadership each and every day, and they're pleasant. They're respectful, you know, and all they want to do is serve their community and make money in an honest way. They still out on the street corner. You know, they still doing the thing. They're foot soldiers, but they're selling healthy things for the community and trying to spread the word of what they believe is true and what they want everybody, you know, to know and understand. Same thing I'm doing, just in a different capacity. Does that make sense? So I love that. She makes belts. She makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell to the merchants. So she makes things. She's also an entrepreneur. She's a hustler. She's an entrepreneur, y'all, because this is how many businesses this woman got? Let's count them. We want to talk about this. Why are you always working? Why you always got a business? Because of Proverbs 31, woman brings money into her household in different and unique ways. Look, she done bought land. She planted vineyards. That's two. And she probably sells that wine. So that's three. She sells belts and garments to the merchants. That's four. This woman is a hustler. She's making money. She's bringing money into the house. I don't hear her. The only time I heard her spend money is when she was clothing her family, when she was making sure that the food was good. I don't see her buying. We ain't gonna get into that. Teach their own. Okay, so let's keep going. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. Let's dive into this too. We already talked about the clothes, so I won't dig too much. She is clothed with dignity and strength. It does not say she's wearing a skirt past her knees. she's modern. She's sexy. She's clothed with dignity and strength. You can be sensual, ladies. We already talked about this. I ain't going to go too deep. And still be clothed with dignity and strength. You guys, I get compliments all the time, and I'm always fully dressed. I've never been a voluptuous woman that had a whole bunch of curves. You can still be considered sexy when you're clothed with dignity and strength. I guarantee it. There's ways to do it. And there's so many.
especially business. I don't know why business casual is really what I consider church attire. And to me, that could be some of the sexiest clothes in the world. A nice dress. What a wrap dress. Y'all, she is clothed with dignity and strength, and she laughs without fear of the future. I love that. She laughs without fear of the future. She's not sitting there worried, you know, and I'm not trying to belittle anybody's depression or anxiety. I'm not. But if you have it, we got to get it under control by going to therapy, by working on ourselves. She's not focused on the future because she's taking care of business. She laughs without fear of the future. She ain't worried. She know God is taking care of it. Her faith is in God and her faith is in herself and her household. She ain't worried. She's chilling. She's enjoying her life. She laughs without fear of the future. She is enjoying her life. And it says up here, she's pleasant. She's like, what was the other verse when it talked about? Hold on, y'all. We ain't got too much time, so I'm just going to keep going. Do you see? We breaking this down. When she speaks, her words are wise. When she speaks, her words are wise. What is the verse? What translation are you reading? I am reading Proverbs 31 out of the New Living Translation. And right now I'm on the verse of 25 in Proverbs 31. Verse 25. And it feels like Bible study. I ain't trying to make it Bible study, y'all. I just wanted to break this down. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise. She ain't up there gossiping. She ain't out there talking about Lucy and dude. She don't care. When she gives instructions, she gives instructions with kindness. Kindness. There are some women who do things differently. That's fine. Teach their own. But if this is how I operate. This is how I try to operate as much as possible. So everybody has to do them, but she speaks. Oh man, I have to read this over and over again. When she speaks, her words are wise. She gives instructions with kindness. I don't be up there cussing people. I don't cuss people out. I do cuss. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't up here saying I'm a saint. I am not perfect. But I don't sit there and cuss people out or you so funny, y'all. But that's the teach their own. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing of laziness. Percy was talking about yesterday how he comes across women who says that they're supposed to just sit around and not do nothing. No, they must have never read this verse. She carefully watches everything in her household, and she suffers nothing of laziness. Man, that means she's going through her kids' cell phones. She's in those drawers. She's making sure everything in her house is copacetic. She watches everything. She's the manager of the household. Because men, especially if you have a man who works, he's working. He's out. He's talking to the civic leaders. He's making missions and plans. And however you guys do this is up to you, right? It's up to you and your household. But he's out. So she got to watch everything in her household. She got to know what's going on. She got to know what's going on with the homework. She's checking in with the teachers. She's making sure her kids are on track. She watches everything in her household and suffers nothing of laziness. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. You know one thing, how your husband praises her. Maybe he's talking highly about her when she's not around. You know, my honey looked at me yesterday and said, "I appreciate you." Ooh, and that warmed my heart. But I spend extra time making sure I know I appreciate him. I'm speaking words of love and light into him. I'm making sure that, you know, when he asked me for something small and trivial, "Sure, honey, I can do that. Not a problem." You know, sometimes we make everything such a fight and we don't have to. You know, let's just be pleasant. You know, why cause drama and issues and fights for no reason? Not to say you won't have your problems. Everybody's gonna have their problems. Thank you. Ooh, come on, Miss Debbie. Vineyards, a bouquet, real estate. Hello. A boutique, excuse me. A vineyard, boutique, and real estate. She got three hustles. Three
So that's just three. And we didn't even put wine, you know, we didn't even put selling the wine. We just put the vineyard. Okay. She suffers nothing of laziness. Her children stand by her and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. He's like, it's a whole bunch of women out here. It's some chicken heads, some strippers, it's some girls, you know, they look, you know, because there's always gonna be a woman that looks better than you. There's always gonna be a woman that's sexier than you. There's always gonna be that woman. But he says, because he honors her, he respects her, and he loves her. He says, there are many virtuous women and capable women in this world, but you surpass them all, because he sees her value. So ladies, hello, he sees her value. If you're with someone and you feel like this is you and they don't see their value, they're out there cheating, they're out there dipping, they're out there not handling their responsibilities and doing what they're doing and causing you pain, suffer, depression, all that stuff. He's not for you because one, he's not a leader. If he got time to do all that. If a man has a plethora of women on his roster, he has way too much time. He has way too much time on their hands. And I'm going to tell you why. And for those of you who have to go to work, I'm so sorry. I love you. God bless you. We're going to keep this going a little bit because it's in my spirit. So you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. I love you guys. Make sure you guys come back and watch the ending. Watch the end. But there are more virtuous and capable women in this world, but you surpass them all. You know why she's smiling? You know why she can laugh without fear in the future? Because her husband is also doing what he's supposed to do. He's keeping her comfortable, meaning she doesn't have to worry about, you know, going through his phone or feeling a type of way or noticing he's on Instagram doing way too much. Of course, he's going to be on Instagram and see women and he might like a picture or two, but when you doing all of that, when you always on, and you know, this is something to keep in mind, ladies. Your social media feeds only show you what you pay attention to. So if you see a lot of drama, negativity, and chaos on your timeline, that means that's what you watch. If a man's phone, if he goes on Instagram and all it is booty shots and all it is a whole bunch of women, that's all he's paying attention to. Now, it is a good thing that he's paying attention to women, you know, hello, somebody. But I will say a man that has a slew of women all the time, or you're always on a roster. It's one thing when you're dating. When you're dating, you can date whoever you want, you know, you can date seven people if you want to, if you're dating, because you're not committed. You're getting to know people. You're keeping it light and fun and it's not serious. And you're just going out and spending time when you feel like it, on your leisure, when you have time. But if a man he constantly cheating and got two and three women and you got too much time on your hands, sir, you're not doing enough for yourself and for your household or for your future. Because if a man has a whole bunch of women, you're spending a lot of money. You're spending a lot of time because the older we get, women need more attention. Women need more communication and conversation. If you ain't sleeping with a whole bunch of women or one or two women and you're not talking to them. You know, if you guys want, there's a movie called Mo' Better Blues with Denzel Washington, and he was seeing two women at the same time. And he was spending time with them, spending gifts. He would buy them the same things, which is so tacky. So tacky. Although they knew about each other, it ended up causing him turmoil. Men, if you have two, if you got women like a plethora and you got too much time on your hands, sir. To me, you're not doing enough. You're not making enough money. You're not studying enough. You're doing too much. Because for us, one is enough, because I ain't got that much time to be dealing with two and three, four, five. For what? That's just my personal opinion. But you got too much time on your hands. So we're going to keep it going. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women, but you surpass them all. So he sees her value. She's happy and content and can run these businesses and can run their household and can shop and do all of these wonderful things because he's doing what he's supposed to do. Because a woman who has to worry about where her husband is, worry about if he's cheating, you know, always getting hit up. I know you don't know me, but I'm coming to you as a woman. If she got to deal with all that, she ain't no way she has time mentally to deal with, to do all of the things that a virtuous and capable woman is supposed to do. Okay. Charm is deceptive and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord is greatly praised. Mm. Okay. And we're all going to get older. You know, we ain't going to be this young and fine forever. So bask in it. Ladies, we ain't going to be this young and fine forever. So use it while you got it. Okay. Go out there, put yourself out there, go have some fun. You know, dress sensual and sexy, not provocative and risque, but go out there and get it, because we ain't going to be this young and beautiful forever. So you better hook him while you can, because he ain't going to be young and beautiful forever, but you don't want to get to a point where now you got to pick the old men. No shade, just saying. So use it. Use it while you got it, ladies. Charm is deceptive and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord is greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done. I love that. Reward her for all she has done. Mm. Buy her gifts, man. Show her that you care. Take her out. Hello, somebody. Reward her for all she has done. She done take care of the kids. She done kept the household together. She done fed you. She done made sure you had clothes. She made sure that the bills were paid. She done made sure, she done took the money you gave her and multiplied it and was like, oh, look what I did with what you gave me. Reward her for all she has done. Love that. God was like, all right, you want a virtuous woman, but make sure you take care of her. Make sure you honor her. Make sure you praise her. Make sure she knows that she is valuable. When he told me yesterday that he appreciated me, that was amazing. You know what I mean? Let her know. You know, sometimes we'd be like, well, he knows how I feel, or she knows how I feel. No, vocalize it. Words are powerful, and words are magic. Remember what we talked about in the Four Agreements, ladies and gentlemen? Words are very powerful. And then not only words, but actions as well. Actions as well. You know, I know you've been working hard. I see you. Let's do something. You know, Saturday, honey was like, you know what? Let's go out to, you want to go out to eat tonight? Something very, so small, but so simple and so beautiful. And we had a great day Saturday. We went to the park and walked around, went to dinner. It was so nice. So nice. Reward her. Miss Debbie says, yes, exactly my thoughts. Gifts, flowers, something, something. And let her deeds publicly declare her praise. Her deeds publicly declare her praise. That means, men, don't be out there embarrassing your woman. That is so embarrassing. You know how crazy you look? And it's crazy because y'all look crazy when you're out there with them hussies and you're supposed to be at home with your wife. Just look, you're embarrassing yourself, sir. So make sure you guys take time, read this yourselves, dissect it yourselves. I definitely wanted to dive deep into this and definitely let you guys hear what we were talking about yesterday. But I wanted to read line by line, because sometimes we read this and we're like, okay, cool. But we had to dig deep into what a real Proverbs 31 woman is. So when somebody tries to use that either against you or tries to give you some, you know, one or two little snippets, you understand the whole gamut of who this woman is. You know, she's an entrepreneur. She's a woman of God. She's a homemaker. Man, she's beautiful and dresses well to charm her husband, because her husband seems very happy. Her husband seems very happy, ladies. And we got to do that job too, okay? You know, it's going to keep it PG because it's the morning, but you know what I'm talking about. Her husband seems very happy. You know, they seem very happy with everything that they have going on. And he's doing his part and she's doing his. So make sure that when we out here being Proverbs 31 women, that women that you attract a man that this Proverbs 31 woman needs,
And don't let nobody use this verse against you. Now you got all the facts. And I want you guys to read it for yourself and interpret it for yourself. It's Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 31. So I hope you guys got some good gems out of that. Absolutely love this. Thank you. Thank you, Veronica. And thank you guys for all it. Miss Tiffany says, yes. Ewan, I'm going to have to go back and look at it later. Let's see. Destiny says, yes, Brittany done found her husband. So happy for you. I'm speaking it for you. Thank you. I think so too. I think so too, y'all. And they're in it. I think so too. Sydney says, I love Bible study. I love studying the Bible too. It's very interesting to me to just see what I find. It's Wednesday, definitely feels like Bible study, but love it. Edwan says, yes, speaking of therapy, Brittany, I start therapy session today and I'm excited for everyone. Excited to get everything out on the table. Yes, and be honest with your therapist because they're there to help you, not to judge you. And I hope that it works for you. This also symbolizes that she brought him favor and esteem. Yes, because there men can be, oh, man, when you have the right man and he appreciates you, he's proud of you. Okay. Oh, Edwan, that's we're gonna have to talk about that offline. That seemed like a lot. I don't want to unpack that until your business on the morning motivation. So if y'all have some insight for Edwan, go ahead. I'm gonna have to hit you up later for that one. Okay, so we talked about clothing. We talked about a whole bunch of stuff. I hope you guys got a lot out of this. I hope that you guys have learned something. Take it upon yourself and read your passage for yourself. You know, open the Bible or open any religious text that you believe in and read it yourself and just see what you find. See what gems come out of there. And then also read it for yourself so people don't try to use certain things against you. Like they always like to say the wife is supposed to submit to the husband. It does say that, but the next verse says that the husband is supposed to love his wife like Christ loves the church. That means he's not cheating. He's not being deceptive. He's not doing anything but honoring, loving, and protecting and professing his love to his woman. So I hope that you guys really enjoyed this. I enjoyed it with you. I love you guys, and I will see you guys in my next broadcast. Bye, y'all.